Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive with us. Today, we've got, well, it's a pretty fascinating case, I think you'll agree. Viral videos and trademark law. It's a wild world out there. We're going to unpack Christopher Gordon v. Drape Creative, Inc., a Ninth Circuit decision that really kind of tries to find the line between free speech and trademark protection. You might know this one as the Honey Badger Don't Care case.
Yeah, that's right. It really is kind of a poster child for how the internet memes, all that, can really end up in court.
It all starts with a YouTube video. You've probably seen it. The crazy, nasty-ass Honey Badger. This was back in 2011. Went super viral. And of course, everyone knows the line, Honey Badger Don't Care. Christopher Gordon, he created the video, trademarked the phrase smart move, right? Especially for merch, greeting cards, that sort of thing.
Well, that's where things get a little messy. Drape Creative, along with Papyrus, they started selling greeting cards, using similar phrases, though. Problem is, they didn't get permission from Gordon. So, lawsuit time in 2015.
Classic trademark infringement situation.
Yeah. Right?
But then we hit the Rogers test. Can you break that down for us a little?
Sure. The Rogers test, it comes from Rogers v. Grimaldi, tries to balance out trademark rights with the First Amendment, free speech, and all that. It's got two main parts, two prongs. First one, the trademark, when you use it, it's got to be artistically relevant to what you're doing.
Okay, so not just slapping a trademark on something random. There's got to be some actual creative connection.
You got it. The second prong is whether or not it's explicitly misleading. Could someone looking at it reasonably think this came from the trademark owner?
So in this case, the court said, okay, greeting cards, they're meant to be funny. And the phrase, it's kind of funny on its own, right? So they have artistic relevance.
But that second part, the misleading bit, that's where the real fight is. The Ninth Circuit, they made it clear, Rogers isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card for every creative work.
Right, so you can't just say, oh, I'm an artist, I can use whatever trademark I want.
Exactly. And here's the problem. Drape Creative, they're selling their cards in the same market as Gordon, greeting cards. And sometimes there wasn't much added to it, you know, creatively. So are people really going to know who made it?
That focus on what the average person thinks, that's really interesting to me. Especially when some of Drape Creative's cards inside, all they had was Honey Badger Don't Care. That's it.
Yeah. And one of the judges on the Ninth Circuit, I think this sums it up pretty well. He said, a jury could conclude the use was explicitly misleading. It all comes down to how people see it, not just what the artist meant.
Makes me think of other Rogers cases, like the Barbie Girl song by Aqua. They used the Barbie trademark. But the court said, hey, that's protected under Rogers. How's this Honey Badger situation different?
Good point. In that Barbie Girl case, Mattel v. MCA Records, it was totally different. It was satire. A song, not a Mattel product. Much harder to get them mixed up.
So using Barbie in a song, that's way different than Honey Badger Don't Care on greeting cards.
Yeah.
Especially when the guy who made the video, he's already selling cards with that phrase.
Exactly. Context, it's everything. With Barbie Girl, you knew it was a joke, right? Not a real Barbie thing. But these Honey Badger cards, it's not so clear.
It really seems like the Ninth Circuit is trying to say, look, explicitly misleading. It's not just some legal term. It's about what people actually understand.
Absolutely. And that's why the Ninth Circuit, they said, all right, back to the lower court you go. Gotta have a jury trial. Let them decide, were these cards actually misleading to people?
Okay. So for our listeners, most of them, they're lawyers, law students. What's the big takeaway here? What does this case mean for their work?
Well, for lawyers working with creators, businesses, it's a reminder. Even if you're being creative with a trademark, you got to be careful. Think about the market you're in. How close is your use to the actual trademark owner? And will it confuse people?
So even if your client is making art, making jokes, doesn't mean they can just use any trademark they want.
Right. And on the other hand, for lawyers representing the trademark owners, this case shows you can still go after someone, even if they're doing something expressive, if it hurts your client's brand. That explicitly misleading idea, that's powerful.
Seems like getting legal advice early on, that's crucial in this kind of situation. It's a fine line between fair use and infringement.
Oh, for sure. This case, it really shows how complex trademark law can get, especially when it bumps up against free speech. The Rogers test helps, but it doesn't have all the answers.
Then you've got the internet, viral stuff, memes. It just keeps changing. How do you think this case, does it affect future cases dealing with that kind of stuff?
That's the big question. The internet, things spread so fast, remixes. It's hard to tell what's personal, what's for profit. Trademark law's got his work cut out for it. We'll probably see more lawsuits, more tests of the Rogers test, probably in ways we can't even imagine right now.
Like the law's trying to catch up with the internet all the time.
That's a good way to put it. And that's what makes this area of law so interesting, so important. As lawyers, we got to keep up with it all so we can give good advice to our clients.
This has been a really great deep dive. We've covered a lot, the Rogers test, all the details, and what it means in the real world. Feels like we've just, you know, dipped our toes in the water here. There's so much more to this, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Trademarks, free speech, the internet, it's all changing so fast. Christopher Gordon v. Drape Creative, it gives us some clues, but there are still way more questions than answers.
So if our listeners are going to walk away with one thing from this whole deep dive, what would it be?
The one big takeaway. I'd say context is everything. Whether you're a lawyer, a judge, whoever, you got to understand the whole situation around how a trademark's being used. You can't just apply the Rogers test like a robot. You got to look at the details, the market, the audience, would people be confused? That's what matters.
It's not just about the law. It's about what's actually happening in the real world for brands, for customers, for everybody.
Exactly. Trademark law, it's about protecting both sides, the people who make stuff and the people who buy it. Rogers helps us find that balance, but it's always evolving, right? Tech changes, culture changes, the law has to keep up.
This has been a really eye-opening conversation, I think. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today.
It was my pleasure, absolutely.
But before we go, one last thought, something to ponder. Social media, all these viral trends, how's that going to make things even more complicated when it comes to fair use and trademark infringement?
Wow, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Things go viral in a second, online, remixes, it's hard to tell what's personal and what's business. It's going to be a huge challenge for trademark law. Probably going to see a lot more cases, more arguments about the Rogers test, stuff we haven't even thought of yet, I bet.
Yeah, it's like the law is always playing catch up with the internet, always a step behind.
That's a great way to put it. And that's what makes this area of law so interesting, so important. We got to stay on top of it, all of us, so we can give good advice and make the right decisions.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a fantastic discussion, really thought-provoking. Thanks again for joining us. And to all our listeners out there, keep those legal minds sharp, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.